For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with news for Election Day, November 4th, 2014. Councilmember Mark Weprin from Queens was in the State Assembly for 15 years. He's optimistic about the progressive movement in our day as we go into today's election.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, the progressive movement has gained enormous strides over the last couple of years, for sure. It helped sweep in a lot of elections here in New York City and throughout the state. I mean, people are talking about being a progressive in upstate New York, in places that would never have thought of themselves as a left of center in their lives. So it's working. What happens in the end? You know, that's up to the voters. You know, people are obviously frustrated with a lot of different issues going on in the world. A lot's been happening, and I think the president, has taken a beating because of that, because there's just so much negative happening in the world. It's very hard for people in office to keep people feeling positive.
What's most important about the day is to vote, according to Weprin.
It's imperative you come out to vote because, you know, I know there were letters out saying people watch whether you voted or not, but it is true that the people do watch whether communities vote. And no matter where you stand in this election, it is important that people know that you care enough to come out and vote. Because it's not just you, it's everyone who thinks like you. And I've always felt the karma of one person voting can bring in 50 other people to vote. So although I know some people are frustrated with the left and some people are frustrated with the right, it's important you come out and vote no matter what, because people are paying attention to who's out there, who's speaking their mind. And the only way to speak your mind in an election is to go out and vote.
People import our water into other states because it is amazing water. It makes bagels and pizza taste amazing.
According to Jose Serrano, running for re-election as state senator, the topic this election day is fracking. He's against fracking, and he wants to save New York City water.
We will cease to have the envy of all waters if we start allowing hydrofracking here in New York State. We need to make sure that we do not ruin our environment and thereby further damage our economy by having a very unsafe environment for our people.
Senator Perkins agrees fracking is a big, big issue.
Fracking is perhaps from a state point of view one of the biggest, other than obviously the elections.
Senator Perkins says what people should be looking at.
They should be looking at Democrats being reelected to the Senate and those who are running throughout the state. They should be looking at supporting them. Why? Because New York City needs rent protections and rent reform. Because New York City is being shortchanged under the present leadership arrangement that we have in the state Senate. Many of the women's issues, many of the housing issues, those fundamental issues that impact our city, not only our city, but the rest of the state as well, are held hostage. We get support for them in the assembly, but because we have the IDC in cahoots with the Republicans, the conservative Republicans,
the IDC,
the Independent Democratic Caucus, which are those Democrats led by Klein and Savino, that have decided to marry in with the conservative Republicans and thereby prevent the kind of agenda that would speak well to the people of New York City, especially the women of New York City, special tenants of New York City. So that's what we're struggling with now. And if we can get the support to win some additional seats in other parts of the state, then I think we can better handle bringing this kind of agenda to the people of the city of New York and the state of New York, for that matter. The people should come out and vote.
One of the three proposals on the ballot is about redistricting. It's controversial. Some say new regulations would be good, but others say it depends on who's doing the regulating. Danny O'Donnell, who's up for re-election unopposed in the 68th Assembly District, says it's a very difficult decision.
Because if you look at some of those congressional districts, you got to think, what were they thinking, right? So it seems to me that although it's a step in the right direction, it probably continues to allow to have too much influence by elected officials to draw their own districts. And so I'll be voting no.
Other proposals would be to authorize the state to borrow $2 billion so schools can buy computers, connect to the internet, install high-tech security features, and build classrooms for pre-kindergarten students. It's controversial because of health concerns, but will probably pass. The last proposal has to do with paperwork. The New York Immigration Coalition has registered 12,000 new New Yorkers. Along with other immigration rights groups, they are poll-watching, going to the polls throughout the city, Long Island, and Westchester to make certain immigrants are not having difficulties experienced last time around. Then voting places were moved and home languages were not on the ballots, nor were translators provided. If you are experiencing any voter irregularities, if you're having any trouble at all in your polling site today, take down this number. It's 1-866-OUR-VOTE, O-U-R-V-O-T-E, and someone will help you. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.